Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Today is Friday, June 5th. What to know about the first memorial service for George Floyd and the new plans for creating lasting change. And researchers have been trying to figure out why some COVID-19 patients end up hospitalized while others just get the sniffles. It turns out the answer might be in our DNA. Plus, more planes are flying to vacation spots, drones are planting trees, and the big name speakers and stars at YouTube's virtual graduation. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Hundreds of people showed up for a memorial service to honor and mourn the life of George Floyd. Politicians, law enforcement, religious leaders, and of course, Floyd's family were all inside, while huge crowds gathered outside. Reverend Al Sharpton led the emotional service. He told mourners, quote, "It's time for us to stand up in George's name and say, get your knee off our necks." He ended the eulogy by calling for a moment of silence that lasted 8 minutes and 46 seconds. That's the amount of time ex-police officer Derek Chauvin had George Floyd pinned to the ground. Floyd's family will also team up with Sharpton this August. They'll be holding a March on Washington on the 57th anniversary of the original one and calling for a federal policing equality act. Martin Luther King III will also be involved in that planning. Protests around the country continued for a 10th day and night now, but several cities like Los Angeles and Washington, D.C. decided to end curfews, saying they're just not needed anymore. Protests have become more organized and peaceful. But in New York City, the curfew will start at 8 p.m. each night through Sunday. And dozens of protesters were actually arrested last night for violating that curfew. Meanwhile, Attorney General William Barr is defending his decision to forcefully clear peaceful protesters near the White House earlier this week. Remember, he gave the order before President Trump walked by the area to a church to take a photo. Well, Barr now says it was all appropriate, that the forceful removal of protesters was needed to protect federal property and law enforcement after days of seeing what he called extremist agitators. But critics are still pushing back, and the American Civil Liberties Union is even taking it to court. The ACLU is suing Attorney General Bill Barr, President Trump, and other federal officials on behalf of protesters. The lawsuit says they violated protesters' constitutional rights by using tear gas and pepper balls to clear the crowd without a good reason. The CDC director had some advice for both protesters and police. CDC director Dr. Robert Redfield cautioned authorities about using tear gas during this pandemic, saying it could spread the virus faster since it tends to make people cough, scream, and rub their eyes. And he told protesters, anyone who has been in the large crowds should probably get tested for COVID-19 about a week later. Speaking of the CDC, starting August 1st, it will require any lab results for COVID-19 tests across the nation to include a person's race, ethnicity, zip code, age, and sex. The change was just announced yesterday, although many lawmakers have been demanding the data for several weeks. It's important because we already know the outbreak has disproportionately affected Black and Latino communities. And so far, there's only been demographic reports for about 42% of the cases. A new study could help explain why some people get much more severe cases of COVID-19 than others. European scientists found it might have something to do with DNA. For example, people with type A blood seem to be about 50% more likely to need oxygen or go on a ventilator. On the other hand, type O blood was linked to a lower probability of a severe COVID-19 case. Researchers don't know why this is happening, but similar findings were previously reported in China. That said, they need more data to know for sure. Also of note, two major studies that raised safety concerns about a possible COVID-19 treatment are now being retracted. CNN reports independent auditors were not able to access all the information needed to verify the data used, so the authors of those studies requested their findings be pulled. Both had looked at malaria drugs like hydroxychloroquine that we've talked about a lot as possible COVID treatments and found no benefit or even serious side effects. Now, that said, even though these studies are no longer reliable, other studies have showed some similar results, and even more clinical trials are now underway. Today, the Labor Department will release May's unemployment rate. Many economists expect it could exceed 20%. Now, that's compared to only 3.5% in February. Already, we learned nearly 1.9 million Americans filed for first-time jobless benefits last week. And that means more than 42 million Americans have filed for unemployment in less than 3 months. But there's a bit of a silver lining. Even though this week's numbers were high, it's the first time the weekly number dipped below 2 million since mid-March. So it's at least a sign layoffs are slowing. We have much more news ahead, but first, a quick break to thank our sponsor this week. Our routines have changed these days, and it's meant new opportunities for learning. Yet with thousands of options available, finding the best way to learn can be a bit overwhelming. Well, one great option is an app called Blinkist. It's unique. Blinkist gives you the best key takeaways, the need-to-know information from over 3,000 nonfiction bestsellers in over 27 categories. Blinkist condenses them down into blinks, which you can read or listen to in just 15 minutes. I love it for when I want to quickly read up on a news-related topic with blinks such as the future home in the 5G area, or for when I want a dose of motivation about business or leadership with blinks like The Virgin Way by Richard Branson. In fact, right now, Blinkist has a special offer for our audience. Go to Blinkist.com/news to start your free 7-day trial and get 25% off a Blinkist premium membership and up to 65% off their new option of full audiobooks, which are yours to keep forever, by the way. That's Blinkist, spelled B-L-I-N-K-I-S-T, Blinkist.com/news to get 25% off a premium membership and a 7-day free trial. Now, back to the news. A controversial 60-foot Confederate monument that has towered over Richmond, Virginia for 130 years will now come down. Virginia's governor announced the state will bring down a statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee, and it'll be removed, quote, as soon as possible. And there's more. For example, in Birmingham, Alabama, protesters tried to remove a 115-year-old Confederate monument Sunday, but the mayor showed up and told them the city would finish the job for them. Protesters actually succeeded in tearing down a statue in Montgomery, Alabama, Monday, but in that case, the people who did it were arrested and each charged with a felony. These types of symbols have been at the center of a national debate in recent years. People who want them removed say the Confederacy fought to maintain slavery and white supremacy in the U.S., so why are there still statues honoring the people involved? Others, including some historians, argue they should be preserved as part of history and be a lesson about an ugly past. And there's a third group who say they're just about Southern pride. Even as some statues will be coming down now, most Confederate memorials will stay standing. Just last year, the Southern Poverty Law Center counted and cataloged nearly 1,800 monuments and other Confederate symbols that still exist around the country. Airlines are planning to bring more people to the great outdoors this summer. Both American and United Airlines announced they're starting more flights to places like national parks or other outdoor tourist destinations. For example, United added service to Aspen, Colorado, and Jackson Hole, Wyoming, this month and next. That's likely because it's easier to plan a social distancing vacation in places like those. American Airlines is actually getting busier across the board. It said it plans to fly 55% of its domestic schedule in July. And remember, that's up from only flying 20% of its schedule last month, as stay-at-home orders were still in effect. A consultant told Reuters, "We can expect more and more flights to vacation destinations, but it will likely take longer for business travel to bounce back from this coronavirus crisis." In a new push for transparency, Facebook will start labeling the pages of state-controlled media outlets from around the world. So you'll be able to see if a country like Russia or China is behind a news source and how much it's spending on ads about social issues, elections, and politics. The labels will be rolled out worldwide. And here in the U.S., Facebook will also block state-run media from buying ads at all later this summer, hoping to prevent foreign meddling in the presidential election. The new labels are up on some pages already. You can find them in the panel on the right side. Just click the Page Transparency section to learn more. YouTube is hosting a star-studded graduation ceremony tomorrow to celebrate the class of 2020. The tech giant is pulling out all the stops for this online event. Variety reports former President Barack Obama and Michelle Obama will give commencement addresses, and there will be appearances by Malala Yousafzai, former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, Lady Gaga, and Beyonce. The multi-hour event is called Dear Class of 2020. It starts tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern on the YouTube Originals channel. A big asteroid is expected to fly by Earth tomorrow. USA Today reports the space rock is estimated to be the size of a football stadium and is traveling at more than 20,000 miles an hour. But don't worry, it's supposed to stay more than 3 million miles away from Earth, or 13 times farther from us than the moon. Still, it's close enough to put the asteroid on NASA's close approach list. That's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Feel Good Friday, where we bring you one extra feel-good or positive news story before the weekend. And Feel Good Friday is brought to you by Magic Spoon, the guilt-free cereal that tastes great. Magic Spoon has zero sugar and 12 grams of protein in each serving, with four flavors, cocoa, fruity, frosted, and blueberry. Try the variety pack at magicspoon.com/newsworthy and use code newsworthy for free shipping. So today we're talking about how drones are helping plant hundreds of thousands of trees. The startup Flash Forest is behind this, focusing on land in Canada that was destroyed by a wildfire. The drones were able to drop up to 20,000 seed pods into the ground every day. Fast Company reports by the end of the year, Flash Forest hopes to have planted hundreds of thousands of pine and spruce trees and 1 billion trees by 2028. The startup is not just working in Canada either. The plan is to start planting trees in Hawaii later this year before moving on to Australia, Colombia, and Malaysia. All right, thank you so much for listening, and thanks for sharing the show to help more people stay informed. And a special thanks to the Newsworthy Insiders for your support of the Newsworthy. We so appreciate you. Of course, you can read more about any of the stories mentioned at thenewsworthy.com under the Episodes tab, and we'll be back with another news roundup on Monday. Until then, have a great weekend.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.